Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. You are here this afternoon, this evening, depending where you are. You are here with Eileen Powers and DC Love, and we are so excited to be here, and we want to thank those of you that were able to make it. And we're hoping a few more come along, as they usually do as we get on with our show. So I'd like to introduce you to my fabulous co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC, how are you?
Hello, hello, Eileen. It's so awesome to connect with you again. You know what? I don't know about you, but I felt that amazing energy yesterday on August the 8th. And, of course, you know, every year on August the 8th, there's an amazing cosmic alignment, and it is called the Lion's Gateway. So I felt the energy, you know, and this energy is all about, like, more fully awakening, you know, each of our unique divine light and embodying, you know, divinity with our own physical form. And you may find that, you know, this is a time of accelerated ascension, and it's just been amazing. I feel like, you know, things are changing. You know, there's big things for people, you know, in regard to changes like, you know, career, life purpose, relationships, health, home, travel, soul work, letting go even of material things, and so many other things, you know. But it's sort of like, you know, this is the time, I mean, that everything is up for review. And, you know, you have to question, you know, the big question, you know, being, does it serve your authentic truth? Is it in alignment with love and with your soul growth and, of course, ascension? And, you know, some of us are going to be a little surprised, you know, if things start going a little haywire, okay? Because ultimately, you know, the changes that we're going through, we're going to go through them in our own unique way, ways that serve to align us more fully with our authentic self and with the next level of love and light that we can experience, you know, in our lives. So this is a beautiful, beautiful time. It's really a time that we should embrace it, you know. And the angels ask us, you know, to just trust what's going on during this time and keep returning to a vibration of love, letting go of fear, letting go of uncertainty, and try to stay focused on what we are wanting, you know. And again, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And any shifts and changes, like, happening right now are really serving to align, you know, more of our soul power, our spiritual truth. And with that, that will bring in increased joy and love, opportunity, possibility. I mean, it's really, really beautiful, you know. So this is the time that we're asked to really take some time and meditate. And of course, I know, Eileen, that you're, you know, as we do the shows, you have the beautiful opportunity to be outside and, you know, really connecting with Mother Nature as you're doing your readings, which I think is really amazing, you know? So,
yes. I'm not sure it's quite as much of a blessing as it usually is. It is, it's pushing, about 98. Almost 100 degrees out today at 5 o'clock in the evening. And so it actually is, it's a little warm today. But I know winter will be coming soon enough, and I am going to just enjoy this warmth for now, even though it's a little, you know, you get over 90, it's just not as comfortable. That 85, 90 degrees is perfect. But it is a little warm out today, but I am sitting here and less than 3 feet away from me are some beautiful white flowers and some red flowers and a big, huge oak tree. And yes, I am a nature girl. I will do anything to be out of doors, under the sky, whether it be night or day. I just love it. And I think that's a great place for each of us to connect. If you don't know how to connect or meditate, sometimes just sitting in nature can be enough.
Yes, and that is so true. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, just to get out there in nature, and you don't even have to say anything. Just listen. Listening really, really helps, you know, listening to what we're getting. I mean, it's just truly amazing.
Yeah.
So the
about
angels
being present,
are telling us they want.
Just to be present in be present in your environment, be present with the, you know, the sky above, the trees around, feeling the wind blow past your skin, whether it be a soft, gentle breeze, whether it be no wind at all. They're all different experiences, and part of being out in nature for the nuances of those experiences and connecting with the ones that you feel closest to.
Oh, definitely. Beautiful. But this time now, like while we're out in nature, you know, and I get out in nature with my dog and we walk and everything, I've been seeing so many different things that I usually don't see myself, you know, and it's just really, really beautiful. It's so uplifting. I just love nature. But we too had, today was in the higher 90s, and it was a little bit uncomfortable. You know, it wasn't, you know, enjoyable. I don't mind it being warm or hot, but the humidity, when the humidity gets up there, Eileen, oh my gosh, I just go crazy. So I'm hurrying up and I'm trying to enjoy nature for a couple minutes. But I don't know
Sorry,
about you, Eileen. I'm trying to stay optimistic. I'm trying to stay optimistic, even with this, you know, weather. And outside, you're outside, and we hear what's going on around you, and that's great, you know?
Right. So you just heard the plane fly by.
I actually had, last week, the president was in the area, and I actually had the Secret Service flying by a few times.
Right.
So it was really, really...
Yeah, that can be
so it was a little
obnoxious.
It can. You know, we do have a caller. Would you mind if I pick this caller up?
Oh, that'd be fabulous. I'd love to spend some time with callers.
Let's see.
Okay. Hi, area code 805. You're live with Angel Antics. Good evening. Can we have your name?
Hello, Angel Antics. This is Teresa.
Hello,
hi, Teresa.
Teresa. Oh, my gosh. Teresa's an earth angel, Eileen.
Aw.
We're doing good. You know what? Eileen is actually in California, and I'm in Pennsylvania, so we're bicoastal. Yeah. We're not bipolar, but we are bicoastal.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, how's it going?
Well, pretty good.
It's yeah, Eileen was just telling me about, like, where she's located in California, and a little bit of, like, the air quality is a little bit off today. Correct, Eileen?
Yeah. Where I'm at, it's hot, it's dry. The fires, the closest fires to where I'm at this time, I'm in Sonoma. So last year they were right on top of us. But at this time, they're like 60 miles away, but the air quality is still smoky. And it's hot and dry, and poor D.C. almost has the same temperature, only she's hot and muggy.
Oh, wow.
Sort of.
We sound like a great
Teresa. Where are you at, Teresa?
We are on the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo.
Oh, so you're just down the road from me.
Not far, and it's been pretty awful, as you're saying. It's very smoky, and it's very hot, and we are sweating like crazy in here right now. It is so hot. Yeah. And dry. So dry.
Yes, very dry.
Uh-huh. It's very scary.
Yeah, we're scared. I mean, living in Sonoma, the fires were bearing down on us so tightly last year. You know, they were, like right now, I'm like, oh, it's 60 miles away. Whereas last year it was, about a mile.
That's very scary.
Especially when it's windy. But, it's just, you know, I can't say I'm immune to it, but I'm a little more used to it. I have a friend that had never really experienced a big fire like that. And now he hears of a fire anywhere in California, and he's panicking. And it's sad because there is still, you know, a lot of people just feel that panic when the air is dry and it's warm out. And, you know, we all know what can happen.
It's terrible.
Teresa, do you have a, do you have a question for us tonight, Teresa?
Well, to be honest, we're just, I guess so. We've been told by so many beautiful people like DC, and we know through the angels and through our Lord Jesus that we're going to be moving into a new home. And so, and we keep, you know, hearing that it's going to be very swift. And so I know you guys can get just so specific. And we're trying hard to just relax, and but at the same time, we're looking around and we're packing up things as we go. I just want to know what you can tell me at this point, either of you or both of you.
Well, it'll be both of us. We both give you what we can. And actually, I see some really big things on the forefront for you, and they are already happening right now. And obviously you packing up has a lot to do with it. And what I'm getting is that a lot of big changes are on their way for you right now. And one of the things you need to do is embrace the uniqueness of this situation that's coming up. Now, even though you're unsure, so there's like this little temporary pause of what's going on. Just know that you actually need to change the way you're looking at things.
Okay, be more specific.
Embrace the change. Embrace the uniqueness. When we stay status quo year after year after year, basically in our comfort zone, we are we really have no growth going on in our lives. Yes, it's comfortable, but I'm sorry to say our souls weren't put here to be comfortable. We were actually put here to challenge our comfort zones on a regular, ongoing basis. And so life has found you just a little too comfortable and actually wants you to move things along and kind of wake yourself up, give yourself your own personal awakening. And also I'm saying that you personally are quite a magical person, that you have the ability to actually manifest what you want with you when you really focus on it with clear intentions. You have the ability to put those intentions into reality.
That's incredible to hear.
The trick is don't allow doubt to get in your way. Doubt is ego talking. Doubt is the little monkey mind telling you, well, are you sure you want to do that? I don't think you can. Well, maybe, but no.
I'm good.
you have the ability to create. We all do. But you have an extra knack for it. It's kind of like being a sorceress where you go out and you collect up the energies of nature that you need to bring together, and you put that together in a rue, whether it be, stones and flowers to set intentions. Maybe you want to move to the seashore, which you're already at, but, so maybe you want to move to the pine tree. So you go and get yourself some pine tree and you put it on your altar so that you have that focus of moving to the mountains or, different things like that, that we can set our intentions visually and emotionally. But you're one who can actually set your intentions that way and make them happen. So don't doubt yourself. It really is time for you to review all of your details really carefully. You will come out with a win-win situation.
Excellent. Okay.
All right. So just be really objective, though. Be very objective. And then the next thing I want to tell you is to take a leap of faith. Listen to your heart and do what you truly desire. Put that into action. So if you have to move, choose, you know, think about it. Take that leap of faith and move to that place that you didn't think you could ever move to. You know, the, you know, St. Thomas Island, Cancun, somewhere fabulous, you know, the French Riviera.
We've been thinking a lot about the beach, and I, every day I put it on my YouTube so I can see the waves and I can hear the waves. I'm not kidding.
And that's so funny because before I said mountains, I figured San Luis Obispo, you were near the beach. And so that's why I said mountains. I actually started to say beach.
Okay.
That is kind of funny. So what I would say then, you know, like you said, you put on a YouTube where you're listening to the beach sound and the ocean. I want you to take a little sand. And if you have a little type of altar at home where you might, you know, honor your children or, you know, your family or something like that, you know, settings of pictures, which can very well be considered an altar. Take a little sand and sprinkle a little sand on there. Bring a little sand in so it knows you really want to sink your feet into the sand.
Okay.
Now, this is funny because along with what I've already told you is for you to trust that there is a reason for everything and how it happens. So just remove yourself from any negative idea that you can't have what you want and any person or people that tell you, oh, you shouldn't do that, you can't do that, and only focus on that which you want. I also see, for the last thing I have to tell you is Sulis, which is one of the goddesses of water, is telling me that you need to spend time near water. Like the ocean. So I'm pretty sure that that's where you need to be. And as you live there, living there is actually going to recharge your batteries and create more of the person that you want to be right now. And that's the message I have for you. So make that move to the beach.
Excellent. Okay. Well,
and take me with you. I love the beach.
Believe me, I hear you, honey. this is marvelous.
And Teresa, this is Cece. What I'm getting for you is, do you guys have frankincense oil?
Well, actually, we do. That stuff, oh, my God, we love that stuff.
Okay, because the frankincense will help. The frankincense helps for healing, okay? And it also helps to balance your energy. You know,
okay.
To really, because everyone has male and female energy. So to really to help to balance the energy, okay? Because I sort of feel like you right now. There's a big disconnect going on, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
since it's going to help you guys connect with spirit, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the frankincense is like so amazing, okay?
Wow.
And it's going to help you to just get to perfect alignment again, you know, and and Ginger's saying, you know, like she sees like just like this beautiful light around you as soon as you use like the frankincense. So please, you know, if you have it, start using it. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
The angels are saying, you know, please try to let go of like the emotional issues that are holding you back. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that energy, the negativity, anything like that's emotional like that is going to make you physically ill. Okay. And we, as we know, it does not serve you, correct? And if you hold it in, it's gonna hurt something, okay? So you've got to learn to let go of it,
okay?
And I know there's a lot of anxiety within, but the angels are saying, Teresa, worrying is never, ever the answer, okay?
Okay.
Talking, you know, to your family and stuff, that's great, you know, but don't hold it in. And turn those worries, again, into prayers, okay?
Okay.
We've got to do that. What I'm getting now, I know that you're a little bit like you're busy packing and everything, but you sort of feel like even in a way like you know like there's a part of you that's a little bit bored, a part of you that's like a little bit unappreciated. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
You've got to start focusing, even if it's at the beach or looking at pictures of the beach. Focus on what you want, what is going to make you happy, okay?
Okay.
I see that you are going to have that emotional security that you need. It's going to be very satisfying. There's some good news coming
okay.
your way.
Okay.
And I'm getting stability and happiness in a new home, okay? That brings emotional security.
Okay.
Okay?
How
so you've just got to...
How soon?
Go ahead, honey. Okay.
How soon do you see
I'm
it?
Not getting... I don't, you know what, I'm not getting a time frame, and I think the reason I'm not getting a time frame, because you've got to trust a little bit more, honey, okay? And Ginger is saying, girlfriend, I love you, you've got to get out of your head, and you've got to, you know, get out of your head and into your body, okay?
Okay.
So even if you can, like, if you can't go to the beach and stuff, is it possible to just, like, walk barefoot a little bit where you are outside, or is it, I mean, if it's safe, you know, if it's safe, walk barefoot a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Ginger, your body has all the answers to every question that you're asking. You've just got to notice,
okay.
you know?
Yes.
And if you get like a warm, fuzzy feeling, it feels good. Well, of course, that's she's saying is a yes. But on the other hand, she's saying when something is, you know, asked, you feel tight, you feel like constricted, maybe a little bit painful, then we have to use caution and say, you know, say that's not the path, that's not the answer. Okay, and...
Yeah.
Dance. I don't know if you guys are putting on the music and trying to dance a little bit, but it
is
going to help, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're doing
great.
Just try to do
I
that.
Just,
keep surrendering.
I just had the Doobie Brothers on in Chicago, so yeah.
Beautiful.
Woohoo!
Okay, well, I'm getting...
Woohoo!
She showed me as you're dancing, like moving around a little bit. It is releasing negativity through your body, okay?
Okay.
So... That too will help, and I'm also getting jasmine oil. That will really help you too. So I don't know if you guys use that as well. Yeah, the jasmine oil is going to be really, really helpful. Okay,
Sounds good.
Please, like you said, just got to hang in there. And you know, the angels are congratulating you. Okay, that you've really been, you know, doing an exceptional job with the challenges that you've been facing. And you do, you know, you are now able to see both sides of, you know, the story that's going on. And, you know, you're taking, you know, the proper steps. And you're making decisions. And, you know, and the angels are saying, you know, congratulations, you know.
Okay.
But they do ask that you try to stay calm and grounded. Okay. And really keep focusing on what you're trying to achieve, okay?
Okay.
So you guys are doing, you're doing a phenomenal job, okay? So try to keep doing what you're doing. Connect with Archangel Metatron. He, of course, you know, he's a powerful archangel, and he has what they call a Merkaba or Metatron's cube. And when he uses it, it's sort of like you instantly manifest what you're wanting, okay? Where time seems like it's just ridiculously crazy, and you don't know how you can manifest that fast, but you do, okay?
Oh, okay. I just say,
okay,
Metatron,
so,
I want blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Archangel Metatron, yes, please help me with, and then, you know, tell the situation.
Okay.
But I'm getting that the angels are going to send in some kind of a professional that's going to help you, okay?
Okay.
Someone that's going to be fair to everyone, okay? So speak your mind with confidence, okay? Because you do it lovingly and powerfully. Okay?
Okay.
And I feel like there's going to be a mediator involved in some aspect. There will be a mediator that is really going to weigh, like, you know, every side to the situation, you know?
All right.
So, you know, so this is a time to try to just, you know, over the weekend, you know, try to take a little bit rest, okay? And, you know, get out in nature, walk around, meditate, but you've got to, you know, let it go for a little bit, get outside so that when you come back in, you're going to feel a little bit, you know, a little bit better, not as exhausted, and there's going to be, you know, answers that are provided through that walking meditation. And the angels are saying you're getting very close to the end of a stressful time for you, okay?
That's a relief. Yes, thank you.
Yes, you are. Okay, so just have faith, hon, okay? Okay, and that's what I have. I hope that helped you, Teresa. God bless. Love you guys.
Thank
you guys
you.
Take care and stay
thank
in touch.
You. Thank you. I promise
right.
you.
Oh, thank you, hon. Light and love, Teresa.
Okay.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye, Teresa.
Angel blessing.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay,
talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
We have another caller, Eileen. Okay.
All
right. Area code 313, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi. Sherelle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm okay, yes. I went through a situation. I'm about to make it real. Someone online regarding my car as far as a mechanic came out to look at my car, told me it wasn't no good, and he told me he could give me a car for a decent amount of price. I gave him $700, and now basically he ran off of my money and blocked me on Facebook and blocked my number, and I have no contact with this person. So I was wondering, like, I don't even know what's the question. Like, if I'm going to get my money back, or if I'm going to get a new car, is my finances going to get better, or how do I handle the situation? Because I did make a police report. I don't know what to do. Like, it's such a disgrace. He ran off with my money and then blocked me.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to see what the angels have to tell you, Sherelle. Okay, honey?
All right, Sherelle. Well, I'm sure there was a lesson in that that you learned yourself. And just remember, you never hand over your money to anyone when it's a big item. I mean, if somebody's going to go get your burger, it's $10, right? But for a big item, you want to see what you're getting always. So there's your, you did have a lesson there. And what we have to say with that is just walk away with that lesson. First time shame on me, the next time shame on you. So just know that it's going to be on you ever again. You've learned. What you need to do, though, is just use that logic in the structure and it will help you. Okay, you need to look at things more logically, and that has to do with everything. It has to do with, where you work. Is this logically the best place to work? I mean, if you work 2 hours from your house and you don't have a car, then logically that's not a good place to look. But what they're saying is you need to look at your world more logically. You have to, pay attention to what's going on there. And, it's okay to take a few risks and be adventurous, but, make sure that do it with structure and logic. Make sure you know what your next step is. And it's like walking out to the end of a plane wing. There's people that walk on wings, but I'm not going to do it. And if you get out to the edge, don't jump. It's just one of those things. It's being more sensible.
I won't get my money back. Oh, go ahead.
You actually need to find a mentor, which tells me that you need to find somebody that can maybe help you a little bit through this situation, whether it be a lawyer of some sort. Sometimes the courts have lawyers that are in college that need to do a little bit of work free gratis. And, your situation might be one that sometimes if you can get somebody to make a phone call for you, sometimes that can change things completely. I don't know if this person that you gave your money to was a personal, just a friend. Or if it's somebody that has a business, because if it's somebody that has a business, then there's, there is ways to kind of go after them. If it's just an acquaintance that you knew, then there's probably not a lot of retaliation other than making sure that any of your other friends that know him are aware of the situation so they don't trust him at any time. But I realize, you might need to reach out to your family for a little emotional support here.
I already did all that.
You kind of have, I think you kind of know whether you're going to get the money back or not. I have a feeling you're hoping we will tell you, a certain answer, which, of course, would be yes. But But I think in your heart, you already know if you're going to get the money back or not. And I'm so sorry. I have a sinking feeling that that might not be coming your way. But hopefully maybe DC will have a different answer. I don't know. But like okay. I said, just, you know, try to reach out to those people that you know, those people that you call family, those people that you can trust.
Yeah, I already did all that.
Yeah, I mean, right now what I'm saying is, over time, over the next few weeks or so, you know, just kind of spend time with those people that you know you can trust and kind of, you know, distance yourself from those that you don't know or that you don't know well. And just reaffirm who you are. Build up your own strength. You know, think through a few things. You know, like I said, practice your logical thinking. Because it takes practice. Logical thinking doesn't just arrive. Not everybody thinks logically. Sometimes we have to practice it. I know I do because I do a lot of spiritual work and I find myself thinking in this kind of what they refer to as woo-hoo way. And but yet I'm a single woman. I'm by myself. I have to take care of my own auto repairs. I have to keep my life going around me. I don't have a partner helping me, supporting me, working on it with me. I'm just single. So, you know, sometimes I have to take that deep breath and go, okay, logically, how do I need to look at this situation? And so that's kind of what I'm sharing with you is something that I do have to do to myself for myself is, you know, kind of like, you know, knock myself upside the head and say, oh, as my sister tells, all right, Aileen, put your big girl pants on.
Yeah.
And that's when I go, okay, and I take a deep breath and I start thinking about it in different ways. So that's what I have to share with you today.
Thank you. Hi, DC.
Hey, Sherelle. I did not get a yes about getting the money back. Okay, hon. So, I didn't get a yes.
I've been looking for a car. And I was just so depressed. But go ahead.
It's a terrible situation that you went through. And, you know, like the guy, you know, was really nasty to do what he did. Okay? But what I am getting, like, because of the situation, you've learned, like, a really crazy lesson from it. And you have to try to stay grounded right now and focus on what you're wanting. And the angels are saying, Sherelle, tough times are changing. Okay? So that's the good news. And they're saying, you know, in regard to, like, your money situation, you're really not, you know, as bad off as you think you are. Okay? And don't worry about finances because when we worry, it's only going to get worse because you're going to bring in more negative energy and tell the universe, well, I want more of what I have. And, of course, you don't. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're out somewhere, open a door for someone. If you could afford to buy someone a coffee, if you're at a coffee shop and you see that's all they're getting, well, buy them a coffee. And then it's going to show the universe that, you know, you're very generous and you're asking the universe to allow the prosperity to flow back in your direction, okay? If there's things around the house that you don't use, just, you know, donate them. And you're going to see how it switches everything up for you, okay? So I'm getting things, you know, are going to change for you. Tough times are changing. There's going to be someone that's going to be reliable and trustworthy that may help you. And I'm getting the letter J around that person. So if you don't know anyone with a J name, just hold on to the letter. And I think you'll soon.
My supervisor.
Go ahead.
His name. I got a supervisor. His name is Javante. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay, well, I'm getting, like I said, a J name is going to come in and help you, okay? So just think good thoughts, Sherelle, okay? And like I said, don't think about anything negative because you, of course, create your reality and keep affirming, you know, I support others and, of course, they support me. I support others and they support me. And you're going to see, like I said, things are going to fall into place for you, hon. So please, like Aileen said, you know, you did learn a difficult lesson from this, but just, you know, it's time to go forward, and the angels are saying that it's going to change for you. This has been a big challenge, but you're going to get through it, honey, okay?
Okay,
and I'm getting,
my man. He just moved on.
I do see money coming. That's, you know, don't beat yourself up over it. Just, you know, take the lesson and let the rest go, honey, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just what I'm seeing here, you've got to get outside and, you know, play with that inner child a little bit. And, you know, you're going to see how things are going to change. There's going to be opportunities coming your way. Like I said, there's going to be help coming your way, you know, to help you. And Ginger's showing me, she's saying, Sherelle's on this surfboard and she's right in the tide. And you're right in the tide of luck, hon. Everything is changing, okay? So there's going to be money coming your way. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be help. There's going to be advice, okay? And you do have a very strong spiritual connection as well. So when you look forward, instead of, like, looking backward on what happened in the past, you're going to see a beautiful rainbow. And at the, you know, at the end of the rainbow, there's a beautiful pot of gold, and it has your name on it, hon, okay? I believe you're going to get money that you weren't even looking to get. It's going to be, like, sort of like surprise money, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hang in there, honey. You know,
like a mail?
I don't know. Like you said, that's all I'm getting. It's...
Oh.
Okay, I can hear you, Sherelle.
Thank you, DC. Thank you both. Thank you, Eileen.
Okay.
Oh, and
honey, keep your eyes open.
I wish you the best.
Keep your eyes open, honey. God bless.
I hope DC is
right,
and I hope you have a small windfall of money come your way. You deserve it, sweetie.
Thank you both. Same to you all. God bless.
Light and love. We love you.
All right.
Angel blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Are you ready for another caller, my twisted sister?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to – come on. My board isn't working here with me. Let's go. Come on, Angels. Give us – okay, here we go. Area code 570. You're live with Angel Antics. Hello. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. This is Brenda. Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping I'm good anyway. I've had a lot of dragonflies and butterflies and cardinals around me lately. I was wondering if you had a message for me.
Okay.
Oh,
well, you know what? They're all good signs. You know that. They're all good signs, Brenda.
Okay.
That's awesome. I myself have been seeing a lot of them as well. Okay, well, you know what? I've been seeing dragonflies, and I know that they're, like, a really good sign, and cardinals are your family coming in, and, you know, butterflies are amazing. They're, you know, they're bringing angel messages and everything. I'm just going to try to see if I can get you a message, Brenda, okay?
Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to see here what the angels have for you. Let's see. But I know it's a good time for you, so you've got to just, you've got to feel, you know, feel excited and everything. There's something that you've been sort of like wanting to hear about, and whatever it is, you're waiting for some kind of answer or whatever, but it's coming, and you're going to feel it soon, okay? There's going to be like a sigh of relief. You're going to have good news, and there's going to be good news around your health.
Okay.
Okay? There's going to be fulfillment. I'm getting fulfillment of a really big wish, okay?
Okay.
And it's sort of like you're going to look at life from like a whole different perspective, Brenda. Okay? And the angels are saying, open your arms right now to accept the prosperity and the abundance that's coming your way. Okay?
Yes.
But what I am getting is, if you're not, like, on the computer and if you're not, like, you know, connected with your cell phone, maybe you're in front of a TV and different things like that, and you've got to get away from all of that energy that, you know, all of these devices carry, okay? You're very sensitive. You're very sensitive. And what I would say is just, like, unplug, and that's the TV, the cell phone, the computer, everything, and just get outside literally and just walk away from it, you know? Because I'm getting that, you know, this technology is sort of, like, almost draining you.
Okay.
It's making you tired. Okay. So you've got to take time for yourself. Do you feel it like when you're on like a device too long or you're close to a device?
Yeah,
you've got to get outside and get away from it. And I'm also getting with people, you've got to start setting boundaries.
Okay.
Okay? And don't take things too personally is what I'm getting. At times you're taking things a little bit too personally, and you've just got to watch. But, your butterflies and your cardinals and everything, they're letting you know, Brenda, you're protected. Whatever it is you're fearing, please let go of it. You are safe, and in actuality, there's nothing to fear, okay?
Okay.
So I just see, all these angels around you. I see your mom. There's a brother. You have this amazing support team that's always with you, protecting you. And they want you to just move forward in your life and go forward with confidence. And I also see around you Archangel Michael. He is he's with you all the time. Is he one of your favorite angels? Because I see him and he's just bigger than I normally see him.
Absolutely.
Yep, and he's with you, and he wants you to trust, and he's saying you have nothing to fear. And just, whenever you feel you fall out of that place of not feeling good, you're in a little bit fear or whatever, just envision you're putting that beautiful blue light from Archangel Michael around you, and he's given you symbolically his sword and shield, okay? And he wants you to know how loved you are, Brenda. I don't know if you, when you go out at night, if you look at the stars, but I'm getting, make a wish out there, because I feel like you have a big connection with stars. Does that make any sense to you, with the stars in the sky?
I
feel like you have... Oh, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Nature in general.
Well, try to get outside and make a wish on a star, is what I'm getting. Make a wish on a beautiful star. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you have a very, very strong connection with children, okay? And look at the stars and everything. Connect outside, because I'm getting that, you're sort of aligning with your purpose and everything.
Okay.
And again, I'm hearing, good start to health. And this is a time to focus on, family and home and health and things like that. Okay? And you're going to find that, as you communicate with your family, your friends, or whomever, you're going to find that communication is going to be a little bit easier right now. Okay?
Okay.
This is a time, if you haven't spoken to someone in a while, pick up the phone, call them, on the computer, send them a, message or whatever.
Okay?
Okay. And when you're, listening, let the person finish, listen and stuff, and don't interrupt. And you're going to see, it's just really smooth, with the communication. Okay? And I'm getting, Brenda, are you having a little rough time, with sleep?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm getting, you're not getting the proper sleep. And one of the reasons is because you're a light worker and you are, you're getting all these downloads while you're sleeping. You're receiving all this divine information via your dreams. Okay, so I would suggest get yourself, a nice little, a notebook, and write whatever you can as soon as you wake up, whatever you can remember, and ask the angels to please, help you to get that restful sleep that is needed, okay? Because you're getting a lot of divine communication. It's coming from your spirit guides. A lot's coming from your mom and your brother. A lot's coming from the angels, okay? You're getting a lot of knowledge. You're getting a lot of wisdom, and there's so many messages of love. So you probably feel, tired when you're walking around during the daytime.
Yes.
So just tell the angels, hey guys, I do need a little bit more sleep, okay? Because they sort of have you, you're working at night while you're supposed to be resting. You're working, and you're a light worker, but you're gonna realize your potential and your purpose for being here, okay? And meditate a little bit. And the angels are saying, please, you've got to wait before you take any action, because there's some information that's, not revealed to you, okay? And you're a truth seeker, Brenda, okay? So the truth that you seek is already within you. All you have to do is listen, observe, and then trust, okay? Everything that you need to know is within you, okay? You can feel it in your stomach area. All you have to do is try to quiet down, be still, breathe. Hold the situation in your stomach and see how your body reacts, okay? If your stomach doesn't feel right, about a situation, then of course it isn't. But if it's a good situation, you're going to be peaceful, okay? And this is sort of like your compass for truth. You could even tell if a person is not being trustworthy with you as well, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know a person because I'm sort of feeling like someone has not told you the whole story, okay? So listen
okay.
to what others are telling you, okay? And if you're with them, like if you're with them in person, watch their reactions, okay, is what the angels are telling me. And I'm getting
okay.
that, you know, you're a powerful manifester. You have the knowledge. You have the power, okay? Stay positive. Stay focused. This is like I was talking in the beginning of the show, like with the Lion's Gate and everything. This is a very powerful time for you, okay? Make sure what you're wanting is really in alignment, you know, with your highest and best, okay? If not, make the changes that are needed. You could use, you know, affirmations, vision boards, meditations. And, you know, always ask the universe for this or something better. So, like with myself, like doing this kind of work, I had no idea I'd be doing this. So ask for this or something better, okay? And just know that your wishes are coming true. Get out there, look for the star, and, you know, make that wish, Brenda, okay? And
okay,
please have faith. And that's happy. I hope that helped. But your family are with you. Like I said, the angels are with you. And those are all beautiful little signs, okay?
Okay. Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome. Eileen?
Yeah, fantastic. What I have for you is actually a very, very big reading, and I'm not sure what's going on in your life, but I think there's actually something big going on, so I'm just going to jump into it and tell you what they're telling me. And this is all major stop. This is major things that are happening in your life. They're not, you know, the little small everyday relationships and stuff. This is big stuff. And so what I have here to tell you is that you really need to take some time to review your details really carefully. This has to do with something that is just or unjust. And if you don't review your details, then you will not win. But if you do, in the end, you will win. But it will have to be a very fair and objective decision. This may have to do with some things in your past, whether it's inheritance that you're dealing with or, you know, a business maybe that you've walked away from and there's still some financial parting of ways. I don't know what it is that's going on, and I don't want to know yet, so don't say anything if there is or isn't.
Okay.
Because I prefer to read not knowing anything, and that way it is the purest thing I can give you. And so I ask very little questions. The next thing I have to tell you about this situation, though, is utilize your own grace and inner strength. It will be needed in order for you to overcome the challenges. You are very kind, and you have the ability to forgive others. This is a power. This is not a fault. And so carry it in honor. Carry it in your grace that you walk in. And always breathe in grace and glory and strength. Because that is who you are and that is who you deserve to be. Breathe that in and breathe out any ounce of ego that is trying to tell you that you are not everything you need to be. Anything in you that is telling you that you are not enough is only your ego. You are enough. You are fabulous, Brenda. Okay? The next thing I have to also tell you, added to that, is you are a very magical person. You are really one who can manifest with clear intention anything you truly desire. So, and this is a support card that I have for these bigger, major story that I'm giving you. And so just know that you need to imagine the right outcome is what I'm hearing. That is, like I said, that is
fair and objective, okay? Use logic. Use, you know, structure things out. That's all going to increase your success in the outcome of this situation. Make sure that you're organized. You are actually going to come out the other side as the firm but yet compassionate leader. And you see how this is all continuing. That grace and inner strength is what makes you that compassionate leader. And you are fair. You will handle this situation in all fairness and in truly a very just manner. And that is what I have been brought here to tell you tonight.
Well, thank you, Eileen. Eileen, I have one question. I have a 36-year-old son who is very self-harming and suicidal. He's been cut down numerous times from hanging himself, and recently he's cut his wrist. Do you get anything on that?
Yeah, I do. And that is that this person that I have described throughout this reading that you already are inside, that's the person that needs to come forward. This is a big thing. If, I mean, there is some legal ramifications in all of this, okay? And you need to be appraised of everything. In the end, you'll come out okay. But really be objective. Be fair. And try to ask for help. You're magical. So set your clear intentions. Reiki. DC and I both do Reiki.
Okay.
And what I have to tell you, I think you should seek out someone that does an energy work that helps balance. And that's what I think that this son needs, is that he needs to go through some healing. And I would interview these Reiki masters. Find a master and interview the Reiki master. See how long they've been doing it. See if you feel some. I have to tell you, I have met a few that have been doing it a long time that were very expensive, and it was there was some financial generation there for what they did. And granted, everyone does deserve to be paid for their time. I am not saying that any Reiki master should work for free. But what I am saying is look for one that actually mentions doing, you know, that they talk to them about life coaching and that type of thing. You cannot be where you are and try to commit suicide on several occasions without really needing help. And there's so much counseling that you can get. But on the other hand, they deal with just one aspect, whereas someone that is doing Reiki is going to deal with the whole body, the whole mind, body, spirit, and connecting with oneself through that. In life, some of our confusion comes from we just don't feel like we belong.
Right.
We just don't feel like we belong here. I don't sometimes.
And you know what, Eileen, I'm getting for her as well, though. She's got to let go of the emotional attachment of the situation for a healing to occur. You've got to, you've got to just say, let God, and let go of the emotional attachment, honey, that you're holding on to, okay?
Right.
I'm getting there's going to be, you know, some kind of a healing that takes place. Okay, things are starting to look up. I'm getting the word, you know, like resolution around issues. But you have to, you yourself have to let go of the emotional attachment, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And it opens up for resolution.
I'm getting something can resolve too, but what I really feel is that you need to seek out a balance. And I think, you know, by balancing the body's energy is what needs to happen for everyone in the situation, not just one person or the other, but each of you need to have separate treatments and balance out that physical, emotional. And like DC said, that will help balance your connection to the situation and will allow you to look at it, you know, as from like the support of my reading, to look at it with that fair and objective point of view. And so it's kind of like if you take both of what DC and I say and combine it, it supports each other into a more complete picture.
Right, right. Okay,
and you know,
thank you.
Keep affirming every day that, you know, your relationships improve every day, Brenda. You know, say those positive words. You know, my relationships improve every day. Detach, let go, and let God. And I'm also getting, please have your vehicle checked, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with your vehicle, but there might be some a little something going on, and the angels are saying, honey, just get your vehicle checked, okay?
Okay.
And the biggest thing is just let go, let God, detach. Detach from the situation, honey. He's got lessons to learn, and by you, like, holding on the way you're holding on and stuff, he's not learning the lessons, and the help isn't coming in, okay?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You can send him love every time.
Yeah.
Send him, okay? But I'm getting improvement around
definitely,
family situations.
Definitely you need more tools. Definitely, though, you need more tools in your medicine bag for healing than what's going on right now. And so, you know, select something. You know, it doesn't have to be Reiki. It could be quantum touch, theta healing. It could even be going to a yoga studio and taking yoga classes or finding a meetup group that does meditations and reaching out to something like that. Even a drum circle for him, you know.
She's got to be with that energy.
All those things can change things.
Okay.
Yeah, the drumming circle or something. You've got a lot of nervous energy, and it's like you put your hand in a light socket, honey, okay?
Right.
So you've got to get rid of that. And I am getting positive health improvements, and I'm getting around family members, you know, like there's things that are getting resolved. So please, you know. And I'm saying that there's going to be a supportive group around your son, okay? So don't be afraid.
Okay.
You know, let go, let God, and just send him love every time you think of him as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's what we have for you, honey.
Father.
God bless, honey.
All right. Thanks for calling in,
Light
Brenda.
Love, honey.
Thank you, girls. Love you.
Love you too, honey. Bye-bye.
God bless
tonight. Okay, Eileen, we're only down to like a little over a minute. We have a minute and a couple seconds here.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for coming today. I was thrilled to read for everyone. I saw a lot of energy coming through. I probably, like you said, the Lion's Gate is somewhat still open. You know, those energies aren't just for the moment, but they kind of come in and come out. And I've really felt a lot of energy here today with the Lions. And I didn't actually realize it was a Lion's Gate, but it is so funny because this morning I was thinking of lions. And the reason is they are big cats. In general, always show up as my totems, whether it be a black panther or a lion or a cougar. And I used to have two lions that sat outside my bedroom. And they were, you know, cement lions. And this morning on my way to work, I started thinking about those two lions, how much I missed them outside my bedroom and how much good energy they brought me. And that's my lion story for today.
Beautiful. Well, we have 20 seconds. I'd like to say, you know, thank you, everyone, for calling in. And, Eileen, once again, you know, it's been a beautiful evening together, and the energy was amazing, and I hope that we've helped some people and given them, you know,
yes,
a little
I
bit of hope and a little bit of faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good night, everyone. We have like a second.
Yeah, and I hope everyone that wasn't able to call in will try back again next week.
Definitely.
All right. You have a good night.
Love you, Eileen.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Gracias.